We are in our Sarah Honda Service Studios this morning in beautiful Granville, Michigan, home of Devin Booker of the Phoenix Suns. Phoenix Suns really a superstar in the NBA. Joining us on the Chick-fil-A South Grand Rapids guest line is one of the top physical therapists at Athletico, Jody Blake. Welcome into the Sports Project Radio Show.
Thank you for having me this morning.
Well, let's talk a little bit about marathon season. The Fifth Third, well, the Amway Riverbank Run did a virtual program just this past week. And some of the big marathons have done virtual marathons where you go on your streets, run your time, and submit it. What do you have in store for training people to do marathons?
So at Athletico, we can help all marathoners, runners, if it's your first one or even if it's your 10th one, looking at, you know, building up strength and helping kind of decide on training and what's most appropriate for you. As these seasons come, it's been definitely a different year for marathons, as you said, with virtual and whatnot. But we can help with our common injuries that our marathoners are getting, such as their tendonitis and plantar fasciitis, and help them through their injuries so that they can complete their races like they want to.
Yeah, and Metro in the Grand Rapids Marathon did a virtual thing, Don Kern and those guys, on October 18th. So we got a lot of activity going on. The Boston Marathon made an announcement that they're going to cancel the 2021 race in April to be scheduled at another time, maybe in the fall, maybe another year later. So there's a lot of disruption going on. The London Marathon ran live, and so they somehow got, I think it was just for elite runners, it wasn't the big masses. So it will be interesting to see. May is coming up in 2021. If the Amway Riverbank Run people are able to do their traditional, you know, kick off this the start of summer half marathon, or you know, they got that great 25 kilometer thing. That's the largest 25 kilometer race in the world, participation wise. But it's what are the perils? Where do people get in trouble running a marathon where they need somebody's advice like you from Athletico?
So a lot of the common injuries we see with the longer distance and endurance races is there was actually a study that found that 9 out of every 10 runners will get some type of related overuse injury. So the most common ones that we see are hip issues, IT band syndrome, many runners are common with, as well as Achilles tendonitis down at the ankle, and foot pain also with plantar fasciitis. So those are some three very common ones that we see with our runners, which they can come in and get training, as well as exercises to help strengthen. We usually find it's related to muscle imbalances of kind of the hip and core area. The other great thing that Athletico can do at our sites is we do video analysis. So we can take those marathon runners, do video gait analysis, looking at how they're running, their biomechanics, and give them analysis on ways that they might be able to improve their form, their technique, as well as then we talk about shoes and cadence and, you know, all those other pieces that into them being successful in their sport and return to their sport.
I was in the shoe business for 4 years with Wolverine Worldwide and their Brooks Athletic Shoe Division. We had a partnership with Michigan State University and their biomechanical college over there. And the man, the shoes are important. And I think people fall in love with their pair of shoes, and especially guys really don't want to change out. And it costs, you know, it's a $100 purchase. But having a new pair of shoes with that proper arch support, and for the ladies, the proper support, because they have different, you know, we talked about the Q angles from the hips down to the knees,
correct,
down to the ankles. And so the shoe thing is very important. And then strengthening those muscles that are going to be impacted by an endurance sport, you know, the pounding of running, muscle tone can make up for damage to joints and that sort of thing. But people need training. I think the profile of the person who commits to a marathon is that driven, goal-oriented person. And with that comes more is better philosophy. And that's where the overuse stuff comes in. So they not only need some physical, muscular training, and advice on shoes and that sort of thing, but they also need some mental training to chill out a little bit and know how to rest, which is really hard for a driven athlete.
Yes, recovery is just as important as the training piece, as well as, you know, doing a good warm-up. And as you said with the shoes, you know, lots of people don't think about changing their shoes, and we recommend to runners you need to change them about every 300 to 500 miles. So it's really thinking ahead on the complete thing, not just going out and doing the race, but, you know, recovery as well as the mental nutrition, all of that plays into successful running and just meeting any goal in any sport.
Yeah, and I think you guys provide an intangible, all those other things are tangibles. You know, you can do the gait analysis. You can obviously prescribe that somebody should get a new pair of shoes. I think that needs to be said loud and clear, because I know guys typically don't want to change out and their shoes are okay. And then you start tilting in there a little bit. But the people need coaches. They really need an outside voice to slow that driven person just down a little bit at times, to gather themselves for nutrition, you know, on the recovery side of it. You can probably be confident they're going to get the work in. They're going to get the mileage in to be able to hit their PRs, whatever that is. So more isn't better, is it?
No, more is not better. It's training smart is the better thing. And at Athletico, we really try to make the athlete know, you know, your goals are really our goals, and we want you to be successful. But as you said, it's really about fine-tuning, as well as understanding when you need to back off, tapering down, and making that successful so you avoid injury. Because that's really what you want to do, is get to that final race, but we don't want you injured in the meantime.
Yeah, it's important. So people need physical therapy guidance. I'll call it counseling, because a lot of people think they need to go to a place like Athletico when they're hurt only. And that's not the way to approach this. From the time you're a high school person to the time that somebody becomes a senior, 60 years plus, they need different types of guidance. I think the hardest part for all those, you know, different categories of athletes is staying with it too. They might be gung-ho and go for it and run the riverbank run, and then it's boom, crash. It's a little bit of a crash, and then they probably, I mean, I did it once, and my friends, we said we'd never do it again, and we couldn't figure out after running 15 and a half miles how in the heck anybody could run 26.2, because we were fried after 15 and a half, and
exactly.
So that's not healthy to give up all that good base we had. Heck, we were running 10, 15 miles in a group of four and talking the whole time. We got in really good shape and then sort of gave it up, which is really, I mean, we were football players. So running 40 yards was distance, you know?
Exactly.
And so running 10 for training and then racing 15 and a half made no sense at all. And we did it. We did it. We transformed and we did it, but we were more weightlifters and basketball players. Mm-hmm. So we got back to playing softball. We got back to that, but it was really sort of sad to give up all that base training that we had to be in that good a shape to run 15 and a half.
Exactly. Well, and then on runners on the other side, educating them about cross training is so important, because runners tend to not want to lift weights and do those things. And that's the important piece. But, you know, physical therapy, we tout ourselves as the musculoskeletal experts. And, you know, at Athletico, we can give free assessments and, you know, meet with people before they start a program and talk about and look at them and see what risks they might have before they start into a new sport or they're running or what they're training for, and give them hints on what they need to work on and include in that, as well as during their training if they happen to get an injury, because they can come to us directly with direct access now. And, you know, we do those free assessments to help people meet their goals and their what they're looking to do.
You're listening to the Sports Project Radio Show. We're talking to Jody Blake from Vicksburg, Michigan, originally, attended Grand Valley twice on the bachelor's degree side. And then to get into the physical therapy business, you got to get a master's degree. And now it's even to the doctorate level, right?
Correct.
In your profession. So education moving forward is always healthy for everybody. Where can people come and see you?
So I'm at our Granville location, right there, 3819 Rivertown Parkway. It's across from the mall, right by Anna's house, if people know that area.
Oh, they can come out and see you and then go eat. See, that's the deal. I like that. That's a lot of fun over there. Or go shopping to the mall, and maybe it won't be crowded because people are avoiding going in there. So you might be able to get some things done at the mall, which isn't all bad either. It's just the strangest time because every time we think about going somewhere, I say that facetiously, but there probably aren't a lot of people at the malls as we know mall crowds. Has anybody been in?
Have
you been in,
not.
Brittany or Jody?
I have not yet.
I have, and we were doing some before school shopping, and my daughter's favorite store was closed, so that was
a bummer.
Big bummer, yeah.
So. And my son has been with Federal Express for 3 years now, and they're like going crazy, like the Amazon drivers, like that whole delivery business with people ordering online. If you didn't know how to shop online, you sure did figure it out from March till now. So that whole business has just gone through the roof, and people learned how to do Uber Eats, and restaurants learned how to do takeout on a high level. So I think we learned at Davenport to do teaching remote, you know, doing it on Zoom. So we're all there on camera in the classroom. I had guest speaker. I had Justin Van Fulpen on. We had a chapter on the sport agent, and he came into class virtually, and he's an NFL agent, and talked about Malik Taylor, his guy from Ferris, who caught his first touchdown pass from Aaron Rodgers last week. And so it's cool. I mean, the Zoom thing is really cool, but I don't know if that's just a temporary cool where people would really rather see him in person and meet him and shake their hand and get their business card. We can accomplish, the only thing we can't accomplish is the handshake. We can accomplish everything else.
That is cool.
And people, I had Jim Jarecki from the West Michigan Whitecaps on, and they, I mean, obviously they don't have to make a trip all the way to the university. So that, okay, that's on your mind, but the Zoom thing is slick, and it's good, and it's effective.
It is. They can also do that with Athletico and go see Jody over telehealth as well, right, Jody?
Correct.
Well, that's a good option. That might be, you know, just like going for an interview where you got to do the video. That's now a norm, or they're going to do the not the telephone interview. That, I think that's gone to the wayside. The Zoom interview is what's taking place first. So if Brittany's hiring somebody, she can see them, she can get a better feel if this person is the right candidate for that job. So we're learning so much, and people can do the virtual meeting with the therapist at Athletico if need be, huh?
They can, and we're also rolling out the home health as well for patients for upcoming surgeries and after surgeries. They're able to have their therapist come visit them at home as which is really nice. So those patients don't have to go out into the public and have to deal with that.
You have to make transitions of what's in the best interest of the customer. And we're pretty good at that as business people, or we should be. And so people are forced to do it a little differently. Jody Blake, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Sports Project Radio Show.
Thank you.
All right, coming up next, another Jenison native. One of Brittany's old neighbors, maybe. I don't know. Mark Dewey calling from Virginia. Let's talk about all the World Series debacles. We'll be right back.